Tougher penalties and fines are on the cards as part of a proposed crackdown on irresponsible freedom camping. Tourism Minister Stuart Nash has released a plan to hike the costs for those who break the rules and is putting it to the people for their feedback. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton has more.
Tourism Minister Stuart Nash is clear about what he wants.
I would like non-self-contained camper vans or vehicles to be banned. But we are putting this out to consultation, and I'm open to be swayed. But, you know, there are too many stories up and down our country of tourists who are parking up in these vehicles in areas that don't have facilities. And, of course, the only place they can go to the toilet is by the roadside, in the rivers or in the bush. And that's totally unacceptable, I believe.
Two of the options on the table include making it mandatory for freedom camping in a vehicle to be done in a certified self-contained vehicle, or allowing for non-certified vehicles if they're staying at a site with toilets. He doesn't want to see the end of freedom camping, but Stuart Nash wants to see it done responsibly, by the rules and in the right place. The proposal would give stronger powers to enforce the rules, including a regulatory system for certifying self-contained vehicles with a centralised vehicle register, adding more grounds for vehicles to be confiscated if they breach requirements, and strengthening the standard for self-contained vehicles. The proposal could also increase fines to $1,000.
The fine at the moment is $200. That's not enough. What I'm hearing is what people do is they get slapped with a $200 fine. They've got 30 days to pay that. Then they've got another 30 days before the collection process starts. And that's 60 days. And a lot of tourists are just saying, oh, well, park up the car and they fly home and forget about it. So we need to ensure that the enforcement regime is fit for purpose, is a big deterrent. But we would also look at rental companies actually being liable for the fines that are incurred by their customers.
TUI Campers operations manager Trudy Williams says her company already chases up fines, as they're the ones that get notifications. But she wants to see a few changes before they're left footing the bill.
They need to put in a system where there is a central system that we can check, like the UCAN at the NZTA with the tolls. So that when a customer for a hirer returns, we can go online and say, right, you've got this infringement, you're not leaving till it's paid.
Without that, she says it won't be fair or easy to recover fines. She's on board with most of the proposals, but says they need to categorise private and rental vehicles differently.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They get themselves certified self-contained and then they remove the toilet, as a rental operator will insist that the toilet goes with the hirer.
Ms Williams wants to hear more discussion on whether toilets should have to be permanently plumbed in.
People can still abuse the freedom camping or, you know, vehicle use. It's easy to empty a cassette toilet, which is a fixed toilet, in an appropriate place like a riverbed or something, as it is for someone to empty a portable toilet. So, you know, it doesn't negate abuse of it. It probably, yes, increases the proportion of compliance.
Richard Gunson from Mungifar Heads Holiday Park is happy with most of the proposals, but says one point is missing.
This means that someone in a properly self-contained vehicle can park right beside my boundary and access my facility free of charge, and they do currently do that now. We would like to get some protection from the thievery that goes on.
Overall, Tourism Industry Aotearoa Chief Executive Chris Roberts is pleased with the proposals.
There are some very well-intentioned measures in here, and they may well be the right measures, but they all need to be tested very carefully, because what we don't want is unintended consequences from a well-meaning measure. What we see in this document largely reflects a lot of the discussion that's been held in recent times, and it's just a matter of making sure we get it right.
Submissions close mid-next month, with Stuart Nash saying he'd like a system in place before more borders start opening next year. For Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, Tane.